Hey guys, it's The Riot.
So in this podcast, we decide to eat again.
little crash.
Little dizziness.
I'm sure it's fine.
So welcome to this podcast. We do a Riot Food Fight, which is available if you ever want to watch it as well on Radio U Riot on our Facebook page.
Yep.
But we tried two items, the cotton candy Twinkies and the jelly donut Oreos. Which the jelly donut Oreos came out during National Donut Day.
Yes.
But we didn't have a chance to ever find them then, but Chris brought them in this morning.
Chris stops by. He brought Twinkies and Oreos. Man.
Not a bad day.
We're doing great here. So let's see. In the podcast today, we talk some more about E3 and Spider-Man and how Sony disappointed me so much. What to do with your phones on Tuesday. We look for pizza. We find out the condition that one-third of the world finds themselves in. One-third of the world.
What is it? You'll find out.
Then let's see. Nikki identifies with John Wick and everything that happens afterwards. Plus, we talk about me buying a shield and Nikki lying in therapy. So
normal Riot stuff.
It's fine. So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Remember, you can always hit us up on Facebook, where, of course, you could watch that food fight. At Radio U Riot.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I guess it works.
I'm just, you know, playing
trying
around
it out.
Verbally.
Okay.
See if it fits.
Bye.
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Do you have a job? You need to get a job. Get a job. Help out around here a little bit. Something.
Have you ever been a part of a conversation like that?
No. Well, if you haven't, that's good. That's great. Because you probably already have one. Otherwise, they'd be like, J-O-B, son.
Well, maybe your parents or your family could just be like, keep your job. You know, like still giving you that motivation that you need.
You know what?
Like they're still happy with you, but they have to yell at you about something.
I've got a friend of mine. I'm not going to say her name, but she managed to not work longer than any of us, and
really?
I don't know how. And her parents finally told her that she had to get a job.
Yeah.
So she started working at Subway, and I'll never forget her telling me, like, I just don't like working.
Oh,
and I was like,
well,
wow.
It's not for everybody,
wow,
I guess.
You know, you're right. Up until this point, this whole time I've thought I liked it. I was really into it.
You feel bad then when you don't mind it as much.
You put words to my feelings. Mm. Maybe you should write songs.
Maybe
that's amazing.
I should work with you at Subway.
Maybe we should both work at Subway and hate it together.
Yeah.
Oh, but you love Snapchat. Everybody's snapping. It's fun.
Well,
like to snap.
Not as much anymore.
I know, Nikki, but still. Like,
it's still there.
You still know how to snap.
Sure.
So you know Snapchat sucks now because not only are your parents there, but so are the corporations.
So is this a job opportunity for Snapchat?
McDonald's wants to help my friend move from Subway over to McDonald's. Okay? Via Snapchat.
Well, can you apply then through your Snapchat?
Here's the deal. Snapchat... Wait, let me back up. McDonald's wants to hire 250,000 people in the United States this year. So that's a lot of jobs.
I thought we were moving towards the automated system, guys. Come on.
Apparently not. So now McDonald's wants you to fill out a Snaplication. Now that's some clever talk.
Someone got a vacation bonus for coming up with that one from the ad campaign.
That's some clever talk right there. Starting today, actually, you'll see a 10-second ad for McDonald's on Snapchat. If you,
swipe on it?
Yep, swipe it, and it will take you to the McDonald's career webpage in Snapchat where you can apply for jobs at a local McDonald's. So it's going to use your location. It's going to know where you is.
It wants to team you up and partner you up with the perfect McDonald's.
And get you into McDonald's.
There you go.
Via Snaplication.
Now, people always make comments, but I think McDonald's, like, they pay pretty well. I think it's like a pretty good job.
It's
not your forever career, but I mean, it's good.
I've heard that managing at McDonald's, they say that it is one of the, like, McDonald's manager training is some of the best business training in the world, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
So, but that makes sense if you consider there's a McDonald's in every corner and they never close.
So,
like, no matter what happens,
you
that
always
McDonald's turns a profit.
Yeah.
Something there must be working.
So, in case you want to send in your Snap location.
Yeah. So, you just open Snapchat, watch the ad, and swipe. And the next thing you know, you could be joining my friend who obviously right now is filling this out because she's
leaving
still at Subway.
Yeah. Where, what do they call you? Your
sandwich artist.
That's it. Your sandwich artist.
And at McDonald's, you're a valuable person. See, they value you as a person, not as just what you can do for them.
I wish our boss called us a sandwich artist. Like in our job description.
It would be nice if we had something that made us sound valued and important instead of things like, hey, you.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with me.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot. Radio U.
E3, the Electronics Entertainment Expo, where all the video game people get together and show the nerds what they want for the next year. I love it. This is my March Madness.
This is his most wonderful time of the year.
It is. So yesterday, Ubisoft had their press conference. I don't care.
Nothing much.
I mean, I'm interested in that Assassin's Creed thing. I don't like their meta story, but a game set in ancient Egypt seems kind of cool. But okay, aside from that, let's get focused on what matters. Yesterday, Sony's press conference, they announced that Spider-Man, which looks amazing!
The Spider-Man game that's not part of the movie coming out, but it's its own standalone Spider-Man game.
Man, it looks like they took all the best parts of those Batman Arkham games and mixed in Spidey, and it looks so awesome, and they showed you 8 minutes, and then they were like, 2018! No!
Wait, not really, right? I thought the game was supposed to be out last year.
No, they showed a little trailer last year, so it's been a whole year.
Yeah.
And now they're like, here's more of it, but not till next year. It's going to, man.
So 2018 for the game?
We'll be lucky to be playing that by Christmas next year.
What do you think's wrong with that? Like, it doesn't make the money to be sitting on a game for so long. And I don't think it takes that long to make the game.
Well, here's what I think it can, depending. But
then
here's
they
what,
don't have the setup right.
Nikki's going to whip them into shape.
Something's missing.
Well, here's part of how that works is unlike movies, like, when it comes to this, that Spider-Man game is a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
So they show you that trailer last year and this year because when you make your console buying decision,
they want you
to go, oh, well, I really want to buy a PlayStation because I want to be able to play that Spider-Man game when it comes out eventually, probably never. So they want you to go ahead and invest in PlayStation. So that, I knew they were going to say that. I knew it, but it still bummed me out.
Well, you handled it very gracefully.
It still bummed me out. So they also announced, they showed some more of that new Uncharted standalone expansion. That comes out in August, so that's something. Horizon Zero Dawn's getting an expansion, and then they showed Monster Hunter, which is not big for us, but is huge internationally and has a following here. That's coming to the PlayStation as well, and the PC, we found out. And yesterday, they announced that Skyrim, the game that like everybody loves.
Oh, the one with the beautiful soundtrack that just lulled you into playing.
So how many times have you bought that? They've got like Skyrim the original, Skyrim the remaster last fall, and now they're like, hey guys, Skyrim's coming to the Nintendo Switch, and it's going to be playable in VR on the PlayStation VR.
But it's not a new one.
It's not. It's the same, but you're going to be able to immerse yourself.
There's too many re-releases, guys.
I know. How many times are they going to re-release that game?
Spider-Man can't even come out till next year, and this game's on so many versions of the same game.
I will say this, that Skyrim, I like looking at it in VR, that looks like the vomit comet, man. I'm telling you, when you...
I'm able to handle walking around.
When you walk around in VR, it can be nausea inducing. So I don't know what their plans are to fix that. I just hope they're good. Because
you're going to need something.
I'm just telling you. So, hey, I did post on the Riot's Facebook page, Radio U Riot. I was asking everybody what they've either seen this year at E3 that they're excited about or what they wish they were seeing, head on over there and join the conversation. Hey, Nikki, a lot of people were talking to me yesterday.
Oh, no, I bet they were.
So
I bet.
As much as I hate using that phrase.
I'm going now. Well, we all want to.
I'm
going to
go check in.
Okay, good.
Okay, so thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome. I want to check in with it, too.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Nikki and I both just want to put your fears at rest. Dennis Rodman is back in North Korea, so we don't have anything to worry about.
Everything should be fine.
Mounting tensions in the region, problems, that is all being taken care of.
But don't you think that diffuses it a little bit if there's tensions? Because, like, for us, it's ridiculous. And for them, maybe it is like a celebrity. So they all
like, they're excited that Dennis Rodman is there.
But they're excited because
they're out of touch?
Yes, maybe. Like, they don't know any better.
You know, arguably, as Americans, we're out of touch, too. But we don't have to get into that.
That's a whole other show.
That's another discussion.
Perhaps a podcast.
But I just feel like the entire world breathed a sigh of relief when Dennis Rodman touched down. So he says that President Trump will be happy about him trying to accomplish something that we both need amid the growing tensions.
I think is like a double thing. If people don't like Trump and you don't like Dennis Rodman, you're like, this is who's doing our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's great.
Some people are speculating that Donald Trump sent Dennis Rodman. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't think that's true.
I think
you're reaching.
That's it. Now, what we don't know is that will Rodman be meeting with Kim Jong-un while he's there? If he's not, what does he even do? Like, you don't vacation in North Korea, do
you? Some people go for travel.
Right, but they always go with cameras so they can show people how bad it is there.
Not allowed to.
Well, some people are. We watch those videos.
Yeah, but it's always like what you're allowed to film. And even if you're like, no, this is a real look at it. You're like, no, that's the real look.
They're
letting you still do that. Some people like to travel to exotic locations.
Yeah. You know, exotic. North Korea. It's like visiting the 50s.
Yeah.
But
with Dennis Rodman.
So,
I don't know.
So, yeah, he's there. So, everybody, I just want you to relax. I feel like when I look at it, this is either ridiculous or Dennis Rodman right now is doing something very important and we mock him, but we should really be looking up to him. Now, I didn't say that. I said
it's just a possibility.
That's a possibility. I'm having a very hard time entertaining that possibility. I'm having a hard time.
We've been wrong on things before, and maybe we just don't know. And no one will ever know.
No one's going to know. So that's why I keep saying it. We need to read the history books that are written 100 or 200 years from now that could explain to us. We could pick up a history book in 200 years and be like, one of the most important things that happened this time in history was Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea.
His second trip.
Like, that was the one.
A peacekeeping mission.
That historians point at and go, that's what de-escalated tensions. We don't know. But then again, it just doesn't seem like it now.
All we're trying to do is tell you he's there. That's it.
Well, I feel better. Don't you?
We just wanted to get that out.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Well, you ready to feel worse about yourself? Because I've got it right here. You go to sleep on a regular schedule and get up on a regular schedule? Do you? Every day? Weekends too? Okay. I didn't think so. That's the problem. Right there. See,
they're saying on weekends we should stay the same schedule as the weekdays, don't they?
They do.
That is the worst.
They do.
It's not going to happen.
You ready for this? No, I don't
even want to hear it.
Let's see. Brigham Young and Women's Hospital. They did a test. They basically tracked sleep patterns and GPA in 61 Harvard College students. And what they found is that consistently across the board, those that went to bed and got up at the same time had better GPAs than those with erratic sleep patterns.
There's been other studies that have said the same exact thing, because it kills you on the weekend. You're like on a different clock, different time.
Yep.
You lose sleep, or you think you're going to gain sleep because you lost sleep during the week, but you don't.
Yeah.
So it's no good.
Well, they're saying that what you've got to do is, they actually say that regularity of sleep is more important than quantity of sleep. So you would be better off getting 5 hours a night every night than 8 hours one night, 10 hours the next, 4 hours the next, that if you could maintain that, that you would.
Your body wants to be on
better.
A schedule.
Yeah, because your body would learn its circadian rhythm. And it would know when to release sleepy hormones and when to release wake-up hormones.
I don't want riot hours on the weekend, though.
Me either.
That's
Who does?
Totally unfair. You guys don't want it, and we don't want it.
And the other thing I'm going to throw out here is a flag on the play that I...
Yes.
I've been getting up at the same time for years with, weekend exceptions or whatever. I don't feel very good. How about that?
It's because we're not doing it 7 days a week.
Oh, so okay.
We're only doing it five.
You're right. That
this is the answer to our whole problem.
So I need to start getting up at
4:30. We're changing the riot hours.
On the... That actually sounds great.
It's a bigger fix.
I would love that. If we could, I mean, I took a couple days off last week. I was only sleeping until 7:30, 8 o'clock. I wasn't sleeping late.
It's not too much more.
It wasn't late.
I know. I know.
I mean, that's 3.5 hours later than I normally sleep, but you know, it's not that big of a deal.
But you seem more rested and you can keep those times on the weekend. It's more of a realistic time approach.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I'm willing to... concede the fact that sleeping till 8 o'clock seems really late to me. I see how sad it is. I do.
Well,
I see it plainly.
When you get up at 4:30.
I know.
Such a big difference.
Oh my gosh. Let's just sleep right now. Just right now. Let's just take a little nap and come back. Like, what do you say? We take an hour, hour and a half, take a nap, get up, and I guarantee you, okay, I'm using that word. I'm using the word guarantee that the show is going to be better after our nap.
Okay. But like, we'll be losing out on time though.
Well, if not, if everybody does it. We're all going to take a nap right now. Pull the car over.
It's okay, everybody.
It's important.
We'll give you a minute. Pull all the way over. Safety.
All right. Now, we all agree that we're going to set our watches or phones or whatever.
Let's roll down the window a little bit.
Just in case.
Just to get some fresh air.
And in 90 minutes, we're going to meet back here, and we'll just pick up like nothing happened. Sounds good.
Sounds really nice.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
It is the riots on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Make sure you call or text us, or you can always stop by riot.radiou.com. And by texting us, we don't mean today, because today you're not on your phone, right? Because it's like Phoneless Tuesday. Everybody else doing that?
I didn't know that was a day.
Well, it is if you go to Washington's Latin Public Charter School. So Diana Smith, who is the principal there, she is offering $100 in cash to any of the 8th or 9th graders who can produce 2 signed, like, witness documents that you did screen-free Tuesdays during the entire summer break. Let's see, that's 11 Tuesdays. So that means Tuesday, that means no TV, no video games, no phone, no tablet, nothing.
I guess now, when you break it down, it is harder to think about actually doing that.
No screen. So that means that, like, you could read a book, you could go outside. Like, there are plenty of things that you could do, but you are not allowed to use those devices.
Man, I could sleep the whole day through. You just wake up on Wednesday.
I'm okay with that, too.
And then you're back to the screens.
I mean, we couldn't do our jobs that way. We'd have to be like screen-free Saturday.
No one's offering us money to not look at our screens anyways.
No. When's the last time you turned your phone off and spent an extended period of time without your phone?
When I was out of the country.
So what, 3-4 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't use my phone, so.
I will actually tell you, I would highly recommend that whether you do it tonight or you do it this weekend, you take several hours that are phone-free.
But can I encourage this? Baby steps, okay? We're not all going to be at the same spot to where, like, for some, an hour is like a day for others.
Well.
So don't be too hard on yourself if you can't go an entire 24 hours without doing a screenless day.
Well, I will just tell you that if you don't think you use your phone very often, force yourself to go a period of time without it. I spent, probably about 12 hours without a phone last week, and it was shocking, especially the first hour, how much my brain was like, give me the phone.
We're done with this, right?
It was
we
like,
can go back to the phone.
It's like, no, we're going to be quiet for a while. And it's like, give me the phone. It was interesting.
When you start sounding like that, then yes, that means your emotions are starting to run high.
Well, your brain just is twitching without the constant input. It was amazing how difficult it was to be without that kind of stimulation.
So, like, if you are maybe like us, you know, we use our phones even at lunchtime. So, like, it might be good to take a lunch and not have your phone.
Phoneless lunch.
There's a baby step out of the bigger picture of trying to get a whole day.
Well, again, Nikki and I aren't telling you what to do. Mm-mm. Just that
options.
You should. Well, like, an option would be for you to re-enroll in 8th or 9th grade, if you haven't yet.
at this school.
And see if you can get your $100.
Try to get in and be like, yeah, I'm in 8th grade, sure.
Well, you know what? Like, it's been 2 weeks into the summer, so maybe they'll prorate you. You'll end up getting $78 if you go, you know, 9 Tuesdays without your phone. Well, today, all right, so it's going to be 8 Tuesdays, and we're going to drop you down to $66.
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things Riot at riot.radiou.com.
Yesterday, I noticed that a pizza place near us seemed to be open. There's a Giordano's, which is a Chicago-based deep dish pizza place that their pizza is excellent. And
I was trying to remember, when did we first have it? Like, what was the
first? I don't remember.
Because I know I've been to Chicago quite a few times.
Yes.
But I don't remember the first trip trying it.
I don't either. Here's what I remember. I remember getting Gino's East Pizza at a convention that I went to there. And then Giordano's the second time I was out there. And then after that, the only times I've had it is when we ordered it and had it shipped.
Didn't we used to go halvesies or something and we would get a couple of pizzas and have them shipped? Or did we just have them separately?
Well, seems to me that one year I did it for your birthday.
That's it.
And then there was one other time that I believe we may have split the cost on it.
I love Chicago deep dish pizza.
Yes.
Because I like anything that's the worst for you that tastes the best.
Preach, and this, come on.
It's like a brick. A brick of bread and cheese. And you're like, well, I'll order a pizza. You can only have a piece. If it's truly Chicago deep dish,
yes,
then you're not eating like more than one usually.
Well,
because it's so massive.
The first time I had it, someone said just what you said to me, and I absolutely did not believe them. We hadn't eaten all day, and I mean, it had been a 15-hour work day. And he's like, look, we'll go get pizza. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, this is not going to be enough. And he's like, no. I promise this is enough.
It'll
food.
Be enough.
And I didn't believe him.
I
did not believe him. And I want you to know I ate a piece and a half.
And you're dying
and
afterwards.
You're like, oh gosh, what have I done?
But it's the best way to go. Like if I had to die, that'd be the way.
It's unreal.
But Obi and I were texting and I just wanted to convey to you like how amazing is it that we've loved this pizza every time we go to Chicago, and now fast forward so many years, it's just right like one
right
road
down
over.
The street, man. It's crazy.
So I think they were testing yesterday.
Okay, so you don't think they were open?
I don't know. I tried calling because when you told me, I decided I wanted to spend money for dinner and I didn't want to make anything, despite having lots of food to make at home.
Well, sure.
I didn't want to. So I started calling at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And no one would pick up. It goes through the whole automated system and it says, oh, if you want to order the pizza, go to the website. The website doesn't have it as an option yet.
Okay.
So then I push the button of like, well, I'll just order by phone, and it just rings and rings.
Well, here's how it happened for me yesterday. It's across the street from where I work out. So, you know, get a pizza. Makes
you're
perfect sense.
You're just looking at it while you're working out.
But I was at that traffic light and there were gobs of people at this traffic light. And my thought was, oh, they're all here for IKEA.
Which
and
is on the other side.
They were all holding pizza boxes.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Where are they getting that pizza? Oh my gosh. And so instead of turning at the light, I went straight just to go over and see like, all right, what's going on over here? And lo and behold, Nikki, lo and behold.
I just don't think it's open, or maybe that's today. I don't know. If anybody's in that area, if you're listening and you know where I'm talking at, if you just happen to drive by, is there a sign on the door?
Should let us know. You know what? I should have just parked and gone in.
Oh, yeah, like, you should have figured it out.
But I didn't. I was like, I just saw it and assumed. This is the assumption that I had. Oh, they're open. Well, we're obviously going to eat there tomorrow.
I'm up for it. But
that was the thought I had when I saw it.
But I love it.
Just a little giddy about it?
Just like now I just, I haven't had it yet, so I'm still at that emotional, like, bubbly moment of, like, giddiness of, like, oh, my gosh.
Well, we need to find out what's going on.
More pizza.
Chicago deep dish pizza from Giordano's. I mean, like, it's a very specific.
Now, and I mean this in all niceness and all sincerity. If you're like, yeah, I've had deep dish, and it's been from any other company outside of a few of the Chicago main ones.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like a national chain or like a frozen one or some other place, it's not really deep dish Chicago pizza.
Nikki, I just want you to know that I took a look at the picture.
Of some people that were going yesterday? I saw a few that were tagging it.
Okay, no, all right. Well, this says, this news story is 1 hour old.
Yeah.
Dated today. It says they opened June 26th.
Oh, come on. What's that? You don't have to test that long.
Then what were they doing yesterday?
They were testing it.
Why didn't I go then?
What is
I probably
wrong
could
you?
Have gone in and gotten
no,
a pizza.
I promise you, they're testing it then. They're just, we have to go at the right time.
But maybe it was a soft launch. Maybe they're like, hey, the grand opening is on June 26th, but maybe if you and I just straight up rolled over there
and knocked on the door.
We're just like, hey, guys. We'll take one of those.
Hey, Giordano, sometimes when places open up around Radio U, they stop by and they bring it by just to let us know they're in the neighborhood.
When Jet's Pizza opened, they did that.
So, like, that, we wouldn't hate that. So no. Let's hope for that.
No, I'll tell you, like, if they're not open, Jet's Pizza's pretty good.
We could
go, and they sell, I can get it by the slice.
I can't, don't want to talk about it yet.
All right.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them? It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So have you noticed a particular headache that's been popping up where, you know, like your head starts to hurt, but then it starts to really, really hurt. And you're like, it gets worse and worse. And you're taking ibuprofen and it's not helping. So you're taking ibuprofen and you're rotating it with some Tylenol and that's not helping.
You've just got this whole mix of all these over-the-counter things, but it's not helping.
So then eventually you're like, man, I got to go to the hospital. And then you find out, oh my gosh, there's a huge spider living in my ear.
Really? Did the person hear the spider ever, or
no,
maybe not?
They didn't hear it. This was in India. Man, they got all scary stuff there. But they have over 1 billion people, so I mean,
the odds are,
you know, like, we don't have that many people here, so, like, greater odds for spiders living in your ear.
This is kind of like, what's worse than your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend living above you in your house and not knowing it? How about a spider in the ear? It's moved in your ear.
What's worse, 10 spiders in one ear or one spider in 10 ears?
It'd be terrible. Mm. So they got this spider out?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they did. They were trying to figure out, she was like having these excruciating headaches. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And so her husband brought her to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the doctors are like, well, all right, let's get a look inside your ears. And they had a light and they were like, okay, it's looking at us. Do your ears normally look at people?
Ew.
And so they said at that point, you have to be very careful how you extract the spider.
Why?
Because also, well, you don't want to damage the ear. And the person is typically freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
So the way they got the spider out is, have you ever seen a cat play with a laser? Like, you take a laser light and shine it on the floor and the cat will start freaking out? That is how they got the spider out.
To feel it crawling out of your ear, just put me down. Like, just, I need to be asleep if you're going to take it out.
Well, the thing I was going to ask you, Nikki, is do you feel like we would have to cut your ear off or kill you? Because I know a lot of times you're like, you know what, just burn down the house. I have to leave.
Which, in this case, would be me as the house.
You're the house.
I don't know. I've told you before, if something's been so, 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 so bad, I clam up about it. And it's just, you quiet, but you just deal with it. You get this inner personality that comes out. Yes, you get this calm about you. And it's like, no one needs to know that you had a spider in your ear. You're going to get this done and you're going to just move past it. It's the other smaller little things that freak you out that you just can't get past. But this, I'd have some sort of inner strength.
Nikki would just all of a sudden, inside Nikki lives like a, I don't know, a powerful something. And it just takes over. Nikki calmly removes the spider from her ear, kills it, and then never thinks about it again.
Never repeats it again.
Never says it. Just like, nope, that never happened. I don't even live in a world where that's possible.
And then you would never know
that
I could have been that person.
Pull the spider out and then slowly torture it to death.
Oh, just stab it.
remove five of its eight legs and be like, crawl back and tell
your friends. As long as its whole family came out, too, in case there was anything else left in there.
So my thought is, what do we need to do now to keep this from happening?
Yeah, like
cellophane on the ears every night?
I don't know. It's been several years, but I would get my ears flushed every so often because I'm a baby and my ears have trouble.
Okay, all
so
right.
I feel like maybe if you flush your ears so often, then it flushes it out.
How do you do that?
Water.
You have to go somewhere?
Yeah, like an ear doctor.
And they just flush it?
Or they have kits on Amazon, but I feel like, you know, you want to be careful with your ears.
Because, you know, I do a nasal rinse.
Sure, similar to that. You just put the water in, flush it, and then it comes right back out with all the gunk.
Ooh, disgusting.
Just an ear rinse.
I don't know. It just sounds gross when you say it like that.
Same thing. It's like a nose one.
Well, you got to get it all out. Well,
including all the bugs.
My Nose and Me. That's a book I have written, and it's not that scary, really, Nikki. So, unless, of course, there's a spider living in there, in which case, seek assistance. And then they'll get the little laser out and play with it like it's your cat. And
then you know you're in trouble when they bring all the doctors in to come look at your ear.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
All right. One third of y'all's fat. That's what the CDC says.
You mean there's nothing good about it. I was going to say there's a larger family of everyone, but that doesn't even work.
The CDC is saying that now more than 2 billion adults and children globally are overweight or obese. And I'm in that category. Thank you. And they say, we suffer health problems because of our weight. I'm not suffering.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm sleepy. Is that the fat? Because you guys blame the fat on everything. You're like, you know what? Were you thirsty? It's because you're fat.
Yeah.
No. Did you have to buy new shoes? It's because you're fat.
No, because it's not like you're having trouble sleeping for the most part. It's just
sleep fine.
No one gets enough sleep.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're just saying that all those health problems that you're having. One third of the world's population carries excessive weight. And this says it's fueled by urbanization.
Stress.
Poor diets.
Stress.
Reduced physical activity.
And stress.
Well, Nikki, maybe they're saying that urbanization has led to a type of lifestyle in which if you were getting more physical activity, you wouldn't feel as stressed.
Because we've all seen the ads where it's like you're carrying the weight and it's stress.
Dude, that's stress.
What do they call it? The cortisone or something?
Cortisol. That's what's making you gain all that weight. You're cortisoling up.
Because it's stress.
Stressing you out. So you're just like, you know what? Twinkie's going to fix it. Twinkie gonna fix it.
Because I'm a part of urbanization.
Moon pie on the side. See, I got all the colors represented here.
It's very hard because, like, okay, yesterday morning I just laughed because, you know, you come into work and you're like, no, we're going to have a great week, great day, good time. Let's make some smart choices, right?
Yeah.
And then we walk in our break room and there's all these whoopie pie things that are in there.
Nikki, you can still make a smart choice.
Not with those. No.
Well, you just walk away.
No, well, that's what you have to do.
See, my problem is that you have to keep walking away. That's where it gets hard. So, like, this morning at 5:30, I walked away.
You made a good choice.
All right, but then,
you went back in.
After the show, I'm going to go back in that break room, and I'm going to have to walk away again.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep walking away. And after a while, you're just like, you know what? What are we even doing this for?
It wears you down.
You know what? This dance is making me tired. And with all this cortisol, I need something to lift me up.
Yes, because you need a little spike with that. And before you know it, your face is eating all the whoopie pies that are in there.
I mean, not all of them. And I'm bringing the food to my face. I'm not putting my face down on the food.
I don't know. Once you start with those, it's the little ones. They look so good.
Well, the thing is with them being little, you can have a couple and you're still fine.
You think you can, but before you know it, you've met and exceeded the serving size.
Well. You know what? They give you a little whoopie pie, and they're like, serving size is one third whoopie pie.
One whoopie.
That's all you get.
One pie.
So just a heads up, if you're feeling a little swole today, and it's more around the midsection than the arms, I just want you to know that you're not alone. We're in this together. So it's cool. No big deal. So it's fine.
I think that's all we have to say about this.
What are we doing for lunch?
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's the Riot on Radio U.
I said earlier in this show, I said it.
Yeah.
That it's hot outside and it's making me tired, even though we're inside all the time.
And we're inside in the air conditioning. I'm out of glare. And it's 73 in here. 73.
Bunch of fat babies. That's what I just found out. Like, not only am I, you know, tubs, like one third of the world's population.
It's stuffy in here.
It is stuffy.
It's stuffy. We're surrounded by equipment.
All
I know they
talking,
took,
blah, blah, blah.
I know they took most of the equipment that would produce heat out of this room.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot
it's
of stuff.
Still stuff in here.
And we talk, and there's hot air, and it's just a lot.
It's stuffy.
But I can't use the fan when we're actually talking, so.
I mean, I want you don't just go and turn it on.
No,
they don't
no,
know. They're not going to notice.
It makes the noise, and I know it.
Notice.
And I'll just.
I think you hear it in the studio, but I don't think they can hear it on the air.
Just
plus,
in case.
If you leave the fan on all the time, they'll just think it's their radio. Like, oh, this radio, this stupid thing, it's busted.
That, or, you know, like, if you're like me and you're comforted by a home fan, like, above your bed,
yeah.
You know, and you kind of go to sleep with the noise.
Yes.
You guys all, like, fall asleep because you hear the fan through the radio.
You know what? Earlier, Nikki and I posited a ceiling fan for this room, which I think would be wonderful.
For acoustics, I don't think. I mean, would that work?
Who cares?
To film and stuff, can we have a ceiling fan in a work environment?
I don't see why not. Like, tell me why we can't.
Well, it's just normally
and
not
I'm just
done.
Gonna well, you know what? Now you're letting other people limit you.
Sure.
Okay, you're letting other people tell you how to live your life.
Gosh, it'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Have airflow. The only big thing we'd have to worry about is which way are you supposed to do it? Like if it's winter or summer?
Like, oh, yeah, like up or down. I never change it.
Like which way is the fan supposed to go?
I never change it.
Mm.
Aren't you supposed, like during the summer, aren't you supposed to have it sucking air up because it's like the cold air? And it rises.
Well, the heat rises.
But like, wouldn't it pull the heat up?
You want
even
the heat
more?
Up, but in the winter, you want the heat down.
So you'd be pushing the warm air down, and in the summer, you would like turn it. It pull the cold air up.
I don't know.
You know, if only we had access to information. You know, a way that we could, you know, maybe type in or speak our question aloud and have it answered.
If only I could ask someone named Siri. I don't know.
If only we could ask someone the answer to that question. I still think we should do it. And I'm telling you, I had time off last week. I'm exhausted. Like, I left here yesterday with all the talking and typing that I did, and I went straight home and just fell asleep on the couch. Then I got
well,
up.
Well, you had a big day.
I know. I got up, and I had to fix something, and after I fixed it, I was like, well, that was 20 minutes of work, and I'm so tired. I gotta lay back down
more.
I'm so tired.
I took an hour-long nap yesterday.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know. And it's not just us. It's everybody. Everybody listening.
We need to do better. We need to be better. We need to something. So
I see your mouth moving, but I don't understand.
Can't hear it.
Don't understand it.
We should join one of those groups that does stuff and be productive.
I do feel like, yeah, the ones that say like we got to be more active.
Yeah.
And we are.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're tired. Like, we're in a cycle.
And it's hot.
Like, it's hard to just, like, okay, for me, I stay up late, and then I just take a nap in the afternoon because I'm tired. But then I can't fall asleep because I took a nap in the afternoon. So something has to break one day.
You know, you're going to have to not take that nap so you can power through to fall asleep. You can't not do it.
Okay. All right. Like, I just crave it. All right, well, I'm going to turn the fan back on, guys, okay? So you enjoy the song, and I'm just going to sit in front of the fan.
Don't you guys think we should get a ceiling fan? 877-2-RADIO-U.
Want to do a Twitter poll or some sort of Facebook poll?
I'll let you set it up. It's too much work for me.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Nikki, John Wick 2. Eh.
John Wick 2, we watched in the theater, I have it.
You do?
Yes, because I thought, well, maybe it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
It was just very, not believable.
But the first one felt very real.
It was more real, I felt like. Like, I felt like, yeah, that's possible, and that fighting and stuff. But Hollywood got into this and messed John Wick 2 all up.
John Wick did feel, even though it certainly had a budget, it had an indie film vibe. And
it felt like someone with a budget was trying to recreate the
right.
Indie feel vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, it also felt like just a connector between John Wick 1 and John Wick 3.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because right here I'm looking at information on John Wick 3. They say they're probably going to start filming this year.
The Wick is back.
The wick is lit.
Yes.
So they say they're going to film this year and that this is it. They're like, so they're going to do John Wick 3, or they're not doing any more of the wicking.
I think that's fine.
So all of that sweat
is gone.
Pretty soon, that shirt's saturated. No more wicking.
Well, hopefully that's a good one then. But yeah, there was just something a little off of the last one.
I tried to think that I wanted to watch it last week, and I kept trying to work up to it. Like, I'm going to watch John Wick 2.
Well, something you might not know is I actually like a really good fighting movie every so often.
Nikki likes to see people punching people.
I don't know why. It's just that is a style of movie I gravitate towards. Keanu Reeves.
She internalizes a lot more things than you think.
Oh, and it just gets my anger out.
And so sometimes she needs a cathartic release.
I liked the original John Wick a lot. It really connected with a lot of people of like just a straight back to the old school style fighting movie.
Because, and let's all understand why Nikki could connect with John Wick, because she felt like he's one of the few men out there that understood how she feels about animals.
That's correct.
You hurt my animal? That's fine. I'm going to kill your entire family and every person you've ever talked to and dismantle your criminal empire.
It's only natural. Like, that's the next step.
With all the guns that Nikki has buried in her basement. See, these are all things that Nikki can connect with.
Yeah, I really like the movie. So we'll see what John Wick 3 brings us.
You don't have any, crap. What's the word? Any markers outstanding, do you, Nikki?
Do I? I carry my purse. Have you seen my wallet?
I hope not. All right.
And we now have a gun, so.
Did you get one?
Eric got one.
Pause! We gotta talk about this next! Nikki's a gun owner!
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki is shooting stuff!
You know, you gotta watch how you say all this.
Nikki is shooting everything!
No, but...
She's a shooter!
The riot... You can't say that. The riot has been talking about learning more about...
Don't drag me into your gun world.
You do, too. You're the one who wants that. We want to learn how to properly handle a gun and potentially get our conceal and carry.
Yeah.
I don't want to be gun-toting, but I also want to know how to use one because I think that's very... practical in this day and age.
So if somebody comes after her dog, she can wipe out their criminal empire.
Well, yes, if my marker is turned in or something like that.
So
yes, Eric got one on Saturday night.
Okay. He texted me and said that he had gone to the range, but he didn't tell me if he had actually bought a gun
or
if he was just there for, like, you know, the fun.
The local gunnery was having a special a gun, and they were sold out of the one that did not have the... You could get them without the safeties, but I wasn't ready to go for that.
Yeah.
So he could not get the original gun that was on sale, so he got a Beretta. PX4.
Let's see. Beretta,
I think that's how you're saying it, but that's what
Beretta,
he got.
PX4. The PX4 Storm.
Yes, and he likes it a lot, even better than the one that was on sale. Mostly for target practicing, and then again, we've got to take our class and then our conceal and carry, because this is a little larger of a gun. I don't know if he'll actually... He's a larger guy, so he could conceal and carry that one, but I can't.
Yeah. That's interesting. So
right now it's in the safe at home. It's in a bag that's locked in the safe. I'm so nervous. I just have to learn about it.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, you're nervous because Eric brought it home. But if Keanu had brought it home,
I'd be fine.
Would you be fine with it?
He knows how to use it and stuff.
Hey, Chris, did you know that Nikki has a gun now?
Yeah.
Yes, so.
You told him and not me?
Eric texted me.
Well, you were gone. You were on your retreat. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, all right.
That's acceptable. I wanted you to have your quiet moment.
You know, hey, Chris, have you been listening to the show?
No.
Nikki's got a gun, and we found out that 1/3 of the world's population is now overweight or obese.
This is everything we've learned this morning.
So Chris brought in some Oreos and Twinkies.
What'd you bring in? Is that cotton candy Twinkies? Oh my gosh, Chris. Cotton candy Twinkies? What are we doing?
Guns and Twinkies. This is the best show we've ever had,
and there's Oreos? There's the Jelly
America.
Donut? Yes! Where's your Star Spangled Banner thing going on?
Well, you know what, Nikki? I was so focused on guns, which then
now
begs the question, how come we're not... Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with right now.
You know what? I say we don't put a limit on this. Let's just get right into eating.
You just want to have some?
Why wait?
It's See, and I talked earlier about making some wise choices today and not having stuff, and then in walks in Twinkies.
Cotton candy Twinkies.
Well, you can't go back on this, so you might as well go to a buffet for lunch.
Yes, and the whole day's ruined. So that's fine.
You know what? Here, you know what? Everybody cups up. Here's to making good choices today.
We are. We're going to make two good choices in like 4 minutes.
We're starting with good choices.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
I know what I'm about, son.
The Riot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris.
Woo!
IT now, guy, chief engineer.
If you're able
founder
to.
Founder of the feast.
If you head on over to Radio U Riot on Facebook, you could join us and Radio U as well for our jelly donut and Twinkie cotton candy Riot food fight.
So we've got
cotton
jelly
candy.
Donut Oreos,
yes.
And
yes,
cotton candy Twinkies.
We have the jelly donut Oreo that is jelly flavored.
Came out on National Donut Day.
Yeah, take a look at that. It's like an eye looking at you. Can you guys see it staring at you? It's like
the jelly. It's got a cream, like a
the little normal jelly in the middle.
Yeah, the normal white thing around it, and then a jelly donut in the middle.
All right. So, Nikki, where's yours? You ready to get in?
Yeah, I think we're ready to try it.
Chris, you know what? Why don't you go first?
All right. Let's see here. Do I do the classic peel it open, or I just take a bite?
You actually need to do both.
Okay,
you start with the bite,
we'll do
and
that.
Then maybe you peel it open.
I'm most excited because I do love a vanilla Oreo cookie. Yeah, and you have to get the jelly part too.
Yeah, I got some. The jelly is a little too strong.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really get.
Wow, you really get that jelly aftertaste.
Are you tasting that? Is it grape? Am I tasting grape? Somebody tell me, because I think it is.
I don't know.
I think it's cherry.
Cherry?
I mean, it is all chemicals, so
I was going to say
it's all up for interpretation.
Mm. I think you might be right, Chris. I think it might be more of a cherry.
I will say they're spot on for that jelly-filled donut taste. Like, it's spot on. It's kind of scary.
It's weirdly correct.
Okay. I feel like I should have powdered sugar all over me, but I don't.
Well, you know what, Chris? If you hang around, someone will bring it to you. So we'll just go.
You don't realize that's for our next Riot food fight. We just gone straight to powdered sugar.
You just eat it out of the cup? It's not that big of a deal.
So
man,
this,
I started my day at the gym.
Did you?
I haven't been to the gym yet. Look how much better you are than the rest of us.
Now we're going to eat Twinkies. This is breakfast.
I am very interested in. It is a cotton candy Twinkie. I didn't know this was something.
So you love cotton candy and Twinkies.
I do, but I know better than to like eat cotton candy too often. I know it's bad.
Well, you know what, Nikki? Now you can package up your cotton candy and take it with you.
I thought Twinkies only did like partnership stuff. So it's like, what's the reasoning for cotton candy?
Oh, it's summer. You go to the fair. Yeah. Get yourself some cotton
candy.
That's
what they're trying to do?
It's like carnival
food
thing.
Yeah, it's got a tent on it.
Yeah, so, it does.
You know, whatever.
On the box, not on the Twinkie.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right, well, let's try the cotton candy Twinkies.
I'm most interested in your response, Nikki.
I've got a pink filling on the inside.
Okay, it tastes like the pool.
Oh my gosh, it does. It's like if you licked one of those noodles.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pool noodle.
Because what happened was like, you know how there's the three little injection sites at the bottom? My tongue hit one of those and all of a sudden it was like, am I drinking the pool water?
I don't think I like that, but I don't quite get cotton candy from it.
I don't get cotton candy from it.
I'm trying.
I like the jelly donut Oreo better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This does have a pool flavor. Like there's
it
something
like the pool.
There's like, well, it's summer fun. So I don't like that one.
I'm just looking. Oh gosh, if you just lick the icing,
that's
no
even
good
worse.
At all.
Put the Oreo back in. Just go back to your donut Oreo. I'm not getting rid of the taste of it.
I still have a cake-like consistency that I do enjoy. I like that.
You're not supposed to talk with your mouth full like that. That's worse.
No, it's a Twinkie. This is not a full mouth.
That's it.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, nope. So pass on the cotton candy Twinkies.
Look at how shiny my hands are after holding that Twinkie.
What is it?
What is that Twinkie excreting?
I have no idea. And I have to say that's the fullest
so
I've ever
greasy.
Seen with a Twinkie. Like
that's
the filling. That's the fullest I've ever seen a Twinkie.
You know what? You're
onto
something there. Yeah.
Maybe the pool chemicals cause it to expand.
That, or they were like, all right, we can't make very many of those, and we got a ton of this icing, so just shove it in there.
Yeah.
We got to shut this down anyway.
I feel like they
want another jelly donut.
We'll take that.
I'll take another one of those Oreos. Right,
so, Hostess, Cotton Candy, Twinkies, we say no unless you like to lick the pool.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then the jelly donut, Oreos. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, though, in fairness, if you're listening from like Siberia or somewhere where you can't get access to going out to swim in a pool this summer.
You're going to love it.
These are in those areas. We could market these as pool noodle Twinkies. And they're going to be huge.
You're like, you're exaggerating.
Mm. Nope.
No, it really tastes like a pool.
It does.
What did you think of the riot?
Get out of my life now.
Grab the podcast now through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
Nikki, I'm going to make a purchase sometime in the next couple of days. And since I need you to know everything that I do, even though you're over there keeping secrets, but I want to be completely forthcoming.
You were on vacation and I wasn't going to bother you.
You know
but
what?
Now that we're here together, you're more than welcome to tell me what you might purchase.
I told our counselor that you were withholding and now I have proof. So
we
go
back. I knew you were lying in therapy. You stop lying.
When we go back in this week, I'm playing back the show.
Whatever. You can't just keep throwing this show back at my face when talking with them.
And I'm going to tell her, like, do you see? So I'm sure I'll be justified this week. It's going to be a big one for me.
What do you want to buy?
I'm going to get an NVIDIA Shield.
The software?
It is it's a device. It's a set-top box that you put under your TV.
Don't you have enough of your set-top boxes?
I've sold several of them. Like, I've kind of cleared out. And this is going to replace my Xbox. And so it will stream games from my computer to my TV. It'll let me stream games in higher resolutions. So like 4K and stuff like that.
Oh, you had a Steam player that did that.
I do. But I've been looking at this, and this is a hardware solution, Nikki. And that's a software solution. And so the performance is much better.
Because this is its own dedicated box.
Resolutions are a lot higher. And I figured since I... got some money from selling my Xbox, I have to spend it immediately.
Now, you no longer have an Xbox, or did you sell an older one and you still have your Xbox?
No, I'm selling my Xbox One.
Completely? Xbox free?
Yeah, because if you paid attention to their press conference, which I know you didn't, but I did, and that's why we're a team, basically every game that they're releasing moving forward is going to be either, like, it'll do Xbox One and PC.
So you'd rather do PC.
So it's like, why do I even need an Xbox One? I have a friend who wanted an Xbox One, so I sold him mine, and I'll have to say I got that 1S, for the 4K Blu-ray player. I've used it like 3 times. So it has sat under my TV. I never play it.
So now there is more room.
Right.
So how much is this NVIDIA one?
Okay. Now, what are we doing? Why are you asking questions?
You want this to be a partnership. So how much is this new set-top box that you want to use to stream your games from your computer as a hardware solution, not a software one, to your TV?
It doesn't matter.
It does. How much is this thing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
2.
200 and what?
No.
Are you saying $299?
It's $199.
$199?
So it's $199 plus a little tax.
Okay.
And
it's actually not that bad.
I'm buying it locally. I could go tax-free on certain retail, internet stuff, but I need to make sure that it works.
Sure.
And so I'd rather just pay the tax. And then if I'm not happy with it, you can just send it back.
Someone texted they've got a Shield for over a year and they love it. Ronnie says that.
I will tell you that the online reviews, and this is a super niche, or is it niche? I never know. Niche. It's that. It's a super niche product that.
My head hurts. I think it's from the donut.
It's the Twinkie. Don't worry about it. But I fall into this very narrow window of people for whom it seems like it would be a really great thing. So
then go ahead and get it.
I'm going to. I just wanted you to know about it so that.
Well, thanks for letting me know, because I am surprised about the Xbox stuff, but it makes sense.
It does.
And
this will allow me, like, for example, my stream box, all of those Xbox games that live on the PC, I can't stream them down
there
through Steam, but through this one, I'll be able to.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's important.
I just hear you explain it like you're not really talking me into it, but yet you know you've done your homework on it.
I have. Like,
and
what
I
kind,
can tell
do you have,
you're excited
like,
about
do you have
it.
Any other questions that you want me to clear
I need
up
to know
for
about
you?
This. Nothing
like,
else.
Anything at all?
No.
Plus, like, it does all the streaming services, and it's an Android device, so, like, I can get stuff
you're
directly from
up.
Google.
You're a grown-up.
No. I'm not, actually. I have to have people hold me accountable for everything.
You know what you're doing. It seems like you've read up. It seems like you're fine.
I don't know if you're a good accountability partner, Nikki.
Oh, I'm the worst.
Because we're sitting in here eating Twinkies and Oreos, buying stuff. I just don't know if this might be toxic. That's coming up in therapy this week, too.
Are we a toxic
I'm bringing it up. I'm
fine.
Bringing it up.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
I've been called a donkey before.